Czech Health Minister has said some regions may be forced to declare a state of emergency if, due to a mass exodus of doctors, hospitals should be unable to provide acute care. The Czech state has lost an arbitration dispute with a bank, ČSOB Bank, concerning guarantees provided during the takeover of IPB Bank. And Czech scientists are working on a substance that may revolutionize the process of mending broken bones. The Czech Health Minister Leoš Heger says regional governors may be forced to declare a state of emergency if, due to the planned mass exodus of doctors in 2010, hospitals are unable to provide acute care. If a state of emergency were declared, as happens after natural disasters, the regional authorities could order doctors to return to work. According to the daily Hospodářské noviny, regional governors are reluctant to use this tactic. Close to 4,000 of the country's 16,000 hospital doctors are believed to have handed in their notice in protest against low salaries. Some hospitals say they stand to lose 70% to 80% of their staff. Meanwhile, the opposition Social Democrats have slammed the health minister for his approach to the problem. Shadow Health Minister David Rath said on Wednesday that the Czech health sector is facing a serious crisis and Minister Heger should either deal with it or resign. Mr. Rath said it was time for the government to dispel growing public concern and let people know how it planned to cope with the problem. The health minister has already indicated that some hospitals which are unable to provide regular care may be turned into long-term care facilities and rehabilitation centres. The Czech bank ČSOB Bank said on Wednesday an arbitration tribunal had rejected a 33.3 billion crown claim by the Czech state, clearing the last major litigation case ahead of ČSOB Bank's planned initial public offering. The bank said the tribunal in Paris had also granted it a 1.6 billion crown award against the state plus interest. The finance ministry declined to comment but said it would hold a news conference on the matter on Thursday. The disputes are related to the 2000 takeover by ČSOB of collapsing bank IPB in a deal agreed with the state and involving state guarantees. Czech scientists are working on a substance that may revolutionize the process of mending broken bones. The daily Mladá fronta Dnes reported on Wednesday that scientists at the Chemical Faculty of the University of Technology in Brno are testing a revolutionary new hydrogel, which can be injected directly into the vicinity of a broken bone and will firmly fixate it within a matter of seconds. The gel, moreover, contains medicaments which speed up the healing process. Once the bone is fully healed, the hydrogel dissipates without any negative side effects. The substance is currently being tested on animals. Russian citizens own more Czech-registered companies than any other foreign nationals, according to a report published by Czechia, a leading Czech financial information agency. The report says an increasing number of Russian entrepreneurs are choosing the Czech Republic as a base from which to launch businesses in the European Union. The main factors attracting Russian investors to the Czech Republic are linguistic proximity, relatively low labor costs, and the reputation of Czech goods in Russia as offering quality at competitive prices. 70% of Czechs believe that the current coalition government of Prime Minister Petr Nečas will not stay its course for a full four-year term, that's until 2014, according to a survey released by the daily Lidové noviny. Respondents were questioned between December the 25th and 27th, that's in the wake of the corruption scandal which forced the resignation of the Environment Minister and an unsuccessful vote of no confidence tabled in the government. Around a third of those questions said the current coalition would split and not survive 2011 in its current form. Czechs who have recently lost their jobs are scrambling to register with labour offices before the end of the year in order to avoid the tougher conditions relating to unemployment benefits, which are due to take effect as of January 1st. An amendment to the Labour Code pushed through within the government's austerity measures for 2010 will mean less money for those who left their job of their own accord and will no longer make it possible for people to make some extra money on the side. People who have been given severance will also not be eligible for benefits over a given period of time. Those who register before the end of the year will benefit from the present Labour Code. Finally, police in the town of Rychnov nad Kněžno are investigating the death of a married couple who were shot to death in their home 2 days ago. Relatives alerted the police when they failed to answer the door. A legally held weapon found next to one of the bodies indicates it may have been a planned suicide or a murder followed by a suicide. The police are questioning relatives and neighbours. And finally, a quick look at the weather forecast. The coming days are expected to be overcast with more snow showers and air temperatures falling to -7 degrees Celsius. Nighttime lows may drop below -20 degrees. I'm Daniela Lazarová, and that's the end of the news.